Now it's time for the game where we bring famous people on the show to ask them weird questions. We call it Not My Job. If you've been to Las Vegas recently, you may have noticed that there are two people who are plastered to just about every bus or billboard in town. One is this chef guy holding like a 9-foot lobster for some reason, but the other is comedian Rita Rudner, who for the past 5 years has been delighting crowds at the New York Casino. This fall, she's taking her act across the street to Harrah's. She's also the author of the new novel, Turning the Tables. Rita Rudner, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Wait, wait, thank you very much.
Now, you work in Las Vegas. You've lived there for how long now?
5 years. You said it right. You got everything right. You win something.
Yes, a Porsche.
Okay, there you go.
How do you like it there? I mean, do you hang out with Carrot Top or, you know, Tom Jones?
Or Celine Dion?
Cirque du Soleil?
Yes, we all get together and talk about how hot it is. And talk about the... No, I really like it. I've lived all over the world, and this happens to be the best climate for my hair.
That's when you unpack the suitcase for good, then.
Yes, you know, because you know what happens? It's very strange. When you're a performer, you're always traveling. And I postponed and postponed a family until it was past the time when it was going to happen. So we were able to, we adopted a lovely little girl. And now I work in the same place I live, which is very unusual for a performer. And I go right down the, actually, I go to the theater now for peace and quiet. I come back home and raise my child.
Now, you've written for the Oscars, I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
What was your best joke, you think? What are you most proud of?
Well, you know, when you write for the Oscars, it's a collaborative experience because it goes, you know, you write with lots of other people and everybody picks and chooses. I think, let's see, Steve Martin liked my Siegfried and Roy joke, but I can't remember what it was. So go back in time. And I think it was the time when there was a weird movie out that had a different name. I can't remember. I've written so many jokes since then. Oh, wait, when you hide and see... What was that movie with the... Never mind. It was the one with the guys, but they jumped really high. That's all I know.
The high-jumping guys.
Yeah.
The high-jumping dumpling gang.
But the line was, that sounds like something Siegfried and Roy do on vacation. But I can't remember the setup.
Was it Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
Yes, the one! That's it.
That's a good joke.
That's the one. You did it, Crouching... What is it again? Crouching Tiger, Hidden Sofa? What was it?
Well, Rita, thanks for coming on. We've invited you here today to play a game.
I've got to go now. Don't make me play a game. My husband is the only... He will not play Trivial Pursuit with me. He will pick anyone. He will pick anyone else. He'll pick a 4-year-old before he'll pick me, but I will try. Okay, go on.
All right. Marshall, all of your inner resources, Rita, because the game we're calling... The game you're playing today, we're calling...
I don't care what the kids at school say. Tough skins are just as good as those fancy brands.
Huh?
In his book, Jeans, A Cultural History of an American Icon, author James Sullivan tells the story of blue jeans from their humble beginnings during the San Francisco Gold Rush to their place in the modern fashion world. Rita, we're going to ask you 3 questions about these quintessentially American drawls. If you get at least 2 right, you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice on their home answering machine. And Carl, who is Rita Rudner playing for?
She's playing for Sam Barrett of Thousand Oaks, California.
I'm sorry, Sam.
All right, Rita, you ready?
No.
All right, first question.
Yes.
Even before people started going for that whole sausage casing look when donning their blue jeans, some people considered the pants to be in bad taste. In fact, Brigham Young, founder of the Mormon Church, used to call all buttonfly pants by what name? A, dishonorable dungarees. B, two-legged tickets to Hades. Or C, fornication pants.
He wouldn't say that. Because he wouldn't say words that begin with F. So... I'm going to go with A.
Dishonorable dungarees?
Yes. No, I'm not. No, I am going to go with the fornication family. No.
Rita.
What?
You're right. C, fornication pants.
Okay.
You just stopped that roulette wheel and it hit double zero, didn't you, Lou?
Okay, go on.
All right, Rita, here's your next question. By the mid-1950s, fewer and fewer teens were taking jobs as grizzled gold prospectors, and denim companies realized they needed to start using image to sell their jeans. In trying to be seen as hip, who did Wrangler hire? A rodeo cowboy named Killer Joe Pyro, who could rope calves and then brand them with the Wrangler logo. B, a choreographer named Killer Joe Pyro, who invented a dance called the Wrangler Shake. Or C, a stock car driver named Killer Joe Pyro, who would burn rubber in the shape of the Wrangler logo after every race.
Who is this Killer Joe Pyro? Why couldn't they do... Whoever was writing with questions, they could have changed the name. But they did get bored, or they just thought they had a winner.
You'd have to ask them.
Okay, Killer Joe. Well, I'm going to go with A, because don't they brand things, and isn't it a cowboy thing?
You're going to go with A?
Yeah.
Sure about that?
Oh, that to me, I'm not sure about anything.
Actually, the answer is B. They hired a choreographer named Killer Joe Pyro, who invented a dance called the Wrangler Shake.
Well, they shouldn't have. So I'm still going to go with A, and I'm going to think I'm right. Because, you know, choreographers aren't known for being macho.
And what choreographer was ever called Killer?
Yes.
All right, Rita, this is the all-important final question.
Well, I hope it's about Killer Joe Pyro, because I'm not going to take anything less.
Here it is. John Wayne had a big effect on denim's early popularity, whether he was playing an Indian like he did in Hondo or killing them like he did in Fort Apache. The Duke really knew his way around a pair of Levi's. He even had a family ritual he would perform when he got a new pair of jeans. Was it A, he let his children tie them up in a bundle and throw them in the ocean to break them in? B, he let his younger but larger brother, Rick Wayne, wear his jeans for a few days so they'd be good and stretched out the way he liked them? Or C, he'd ride his horse around a cactus and let the jeans run across the needles off in them?
He wasn't a stupid man. You know, so I'm going to have to go, you know, you're not going to go near a cactus with a horse. And then B, you don't want a fat brother in your jeans, do you? I mean, that's the last thing.
No, I don't. Yeah.
Not without dinner first.
No. So, but I've had such bad luck with A that I don't know if I should do A again. Okay, well, I'm going to say A, and then I'm going to read in Luke's voice if it's right or not. A.
Rita.
Okay, not that.
The answer's A.
Nicely done.
He let his children tie up his jeans in a bundle and throw them in the ocean. Yes, Rita?
And I hope... Well, how did he get them back?
They were wearing...
Then they had to fish for the jeans? That's so complicated.
That's why he wore so few jeans, really.
Yeah. Didn't you ever see him in Attack of the Pantsless?
Yeah.
Carl, how did Rita Rudner do on our quiz?
Rita had two correct answers.
Two and a half out of three. I think I got three out of three. I think your researcher got the next
one. Well... Let's put it this way. Two is all you needed to win, Rita. And that's good enough for winning the prize for Sam Barrett. Congratulations.
Rita Rudner. Nice work.
Thank you very much. Call me anytime.
All right. Comedian Rita Rudner is getting ready to take her act to Harrah's in Las Vegas this fall. Her new novel is Turning the Tables. Rita Rudner, thanks again for joining us.
Okay, I got to go walk my dog.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.